Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A little over 10 years ago, blueberry farmer Larry Martin of Michigan moved south to Kentucky, to Metcalf County, finding soils here in certain locations very good for blueberries, and he began spreading the word.
It's been very successful. We've been fortunate. They grow over 19,000 acres of blueberries up in Michigan. We've only got 300, maybe 350 here in Kentucky at this time, but we beat them to the market by almost 5 weeks, and we enjoy that high early season price, and the farmers have been super successful. And now with the new warehouse and everything, things are really taking off here for us.
More on that new warehouse in a minute, but it's part of the Kentucky Blueberry Growers Association, of which Martin is president. The group and crop acreage are moving forward.
We started out very small. Not many people knew blueberries here in Kentucky. It was a new crop. It seemed to fit for the soil and the weather here. We're in zone 6. It's great for growing blueberries. Our pH tends to be low, which blueberries require. We're up to just over 200 members in the association now.
And the crop suits small and medium-sized acreages.
A lot of the farmers that need something else to replace tobacco, they already have the equipment. They have the little plots of land, and blueberries can gross over $20,000 an acre pretty easily, and that makes a pretty good income on a small plot of land.
We'll be right back.
Thinking about summer vacation when you can get away and relax? You don't have to wait. You can do that right now at a Kentucky State Park. They're all open and waiting for you. Just think, golf, camping, boating, hiking, indoor pools, cabins, lodge rooms, restaurants. Take a long weekend or spend spring break at a Kentucky State Park. Whatever your passion, we have a park for that. Make your reservations now at visitkyparks.com.
Larry Martin, president of the Kentucky Blueberry Growers Association, headquartered in Edmonton, mentioned their new warehouse. Its facilities are just about to get totally online with an open house in the coming weeks. He talked about what it will offer.
We will help the farmer in different ways because some of them will still continue to deliver directly to the customer themselves, and we just kind of coordinate all that so we don't have six different farmers calling on the same school or the same grocery store. We act as the clearinghouse of information, kind of coordinating the deliveries, but a lot of the farmers don't have the ability to cool or freeze their berries, and flash freezing them allows us more shelf life to where we can sell them months down the road if we had to. So we're going to buy some of the berries outright from the farmer right here. A lot of them, the farmer will get all the money because he'll do the packaging and delivery himself, and we'll just coordinate that. So it's a learning experience for us now because it's the first year the warehouse will be in full operation.
As soon as it's set, we'll have that open house date for you in a coming program. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.